Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth. I'm all by myself today. Andy is on vacation for another Monday. But that's fine, because I have some fun guests. We talked earlier about living frugally as a family, so now we're going to talk about a little different family thing. When parents have to send their kids off to college, I haven't had to do that yet, but my parents had to send me off, so I'm sure it's I don't know, maybe never an easy thing. Maybe it is for some parents. I don't know. We're gonna talk to one parent who is also a pastor who has sent three kids off to college in the last few years. Pastor David Fleming, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Welcome, Pastor Fleming. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Sarah. What a joy to be with you.
And how are things out in beautiful Western Michigan, where I severely miss being?
Well, it's particularly beautiful today. We've got bright blue skies and nice cool temperatures. It was great sleeping weather and a nice low dew point today, so it's just great.
Summer in Michigan is probably one of the best things ever.
Yeah, it's been a hot, humid summer at parts this year and kind of dry and everything, but right now it's great.
That's awesome. So you have three children, is that right?
Correct.
And yeah. And all three of them you've successfully sent off to college.
Right. Yeah, we got them out of the house and packed them up and shipped them off, and they're all still alive.
That is good. That is one box that definitely needs to be checked. Tell me about your experiences sending your kids off to college. Maybe what the differences were, or a little bit about your kids as well.
Sure. So we have three, as you said. One son, Matthew, who's just turned 30. And then a daughter, Amy, she's 25, I think, if I'm remembering right, let me think, 26. And then, Hannah Banana is going to be 24 here shortly. It was a little different. Matt went to school far away at a state school. Mm-hmm. And I would say with all three of them, one of the things we did before, as we were looking at the colleges, happily, they all take after their mom, so they're really bright and did great on their test scores and all that stuff, and they had some choices. So one of the things we looked at was where are they going to go to church when mm-hmm. they get there? Because to me, nowadays, I think, honestly, we were like, you got to find the church kind of first or at the same time as you find the school, because it's just a rough world out there, and they're going to need a Christian community that's faithful and strong and good. So Trinity in Norman, Oklahoma is just absolutely outstanding. When we visited there with Matt, fell in love with it, and he had this nice scholarship from the University of Oklahoma, so that's where he went for his first 3 years. And that was, it was our first, right, our mm-hmm. oldest going off. I do remember after, loading up the minivan and driving him all the way out there to Oklahoma, which is 996 miles from our door to his dorm, that after we unloaded him in his dorm and all that, and my wife and I got back in the minivan and we're driving back, we were just silent for the first, I think, hour or so. We had this long drive ahead of us. And then I said, I'm really nervous. How about you? And she said, yeah. And then we just prayed out loud for Matt. Obviously, we, blessed him before we left mm-hmm. and prayed for him and all that. But we've been praying a lot ever since. You know, he's a great kid, but, they're still our kids, no matter how old they get, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, that was a lot of fun. The girls went a lot closer. They both went to a college here in Michigan, Hillsdale College. Mm-hmm. Happily, we knew a bit about Hillsdale before they had gone there, and the church they'd be going to, they had dear friends. And I don't know, still driving the minivan with all the junk and moving it all in and sweating a lot and blessing them and praying on the way home. But it was good that there was a church home for all of them.
Yeah.
And a lot of prayers.
Yeah. Does it get any easier?
I think it does. Actually, I would say, each child is different. I think parents know this, right? From the moment the kids pop out, they have like a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
Right away. I mean, even in utero, it seems like they had a different personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's different concerns and things as it goes along, but. It's really easy now that they're all out of college. So.
like your brain blocks out all of the really terrible stuff.
Yeah. I remember with all three of them, my wife and I made sure that when they got there, when they first went to check their mail, there was already a letter in the mailbox that we mailed before we left, right? That reminded them, I got really specific with them about their baptisms and lots of little detail from the day of their baptism, a description of the font where they were baptized, and that this status of theirs remains even as, you know, they've changed a lot from the little pagans they were when they were born to the talented young man or woman they are as they head off to college, and we try to get specific about the things we're really impressed about with them, but most importantly that they're a baptized son or daughter of our Lord, and that this status is not going to change, and the Lord's going to remain faithful to them and his gifts, and they're going to need those gifts constantly to be able to make it through. I mean, there's a lot of loneliness when you head off to college,
mm-hmm.
even though you're surrounded by lots of people. It's a whole different thing. And nowadays, where there's kind of no rules in our society, in some of those schools, it's so frightening, so chaotic that they need to be grounded in the truth of our Lord that doesn't change. And that's where their church community is just absolutely critical.
Absolutely. That's a beautiful thing to make sure that they have a note waiting for them. That's a really cool thing. Parents out there, if you're listening, take note. That's really awesome. So finding a church home, absolutely of utmost importance. I know that when I went to school years ago, that was definitely one of the first things that my parents and I did. We made sure I had a church home, and sending a letter. What other things did you do to encourage your children through the transition into moving into college and also through their years at school, encouraging them in their faith?
Sure. So we took opportunities whenever they had those kind of parent weekend sort of things or family weekends. We always went to those. Oddly, at Hillsdale, they continue those all the way through their senior year, which is and there's one per semester.
Mm.
So we were there a lot, which we actually greatly enjoyed. And I think if we had to do it over again with our son, I think we would have made some more trips out there,
mm-hmm.
while he was there. We talked to the pastors at the churches where they were and made sure those pastors had our contact information and stuff, which turned out to be really critical,
mm-hmm.
A couple times during the years. We also, you send, my wife is incredibly good about sending goodies now and then and mm-hmm. encouragement. It's easier now with, texts and all that, to text away. We tried not to be helicopter parents and watch everything they do. But with our youngest, we were chatting about this last night. She said she really liked that we set a weekly telephone call,
mm-hmm.
And we pretty much stuck with that. She could call whenever she wanted, but otherwise we didn't kind of bug her. And that turned out, she found that to be very helpful,
mm-hmm.
and encouraging. Yeah, that's... I'm trying to think of other stuff. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that was one thing that my parents and I established too, the weekly phone call that still lives on to this day, actually. I have my weekly night of the week that I talk to my parents, and that's a really cool thing, a really cool, tradition that we started back in college when I first moved away.
We did that too, actually, when I was a kid, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping that connection, for wisdom and advice. you tend to need it a lot when you first move away from home.
Sure, right.
We have just about a minute left, or actually about 30 seconds left. What's been the most joyful thing for you? I know kids moving out of the house can be a very emotional time, but what's been the most joyful thing for you as a parent?
While they're in college? Just the joy of them learning and, considering things. We've had a lot of fun talking about what they're learning and what they're considering.
Mm-hmm.
And in a non-defensive way, right? Sometimes they explore some things that I'd rather they didn't explore. But stay calm, be adult, have a great relationship with them. It's fun to have somebody to talk ideas with.
Yeah.
And to talk about the faith with.
Absolutely. Pastor David Fleming, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.